You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about an ornery seal you don't want as a neighbor. Thieves try to go high but end up a regalo. And cleaning your produce is good, but not this way.
All that and more on episode 132 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob!
Carry the four.
Cast.
That's me.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Oh, Christ. Unbelievably busy week.
Yeah, I know the feeling, man. This week has just been insane. All kinds of stuff happening, all kinds of changes. My brother came by on the weekend. He was just like, yeah, you know that furnace that you bought that I picked up for you? Yeah. He's like, it's weighing on me there. I'm going to go in and put it in for you.
Oh, nice.
Okay, great. And then, you know, I think we lasted about, I don't know, maybe about a half a day. And all of a sudden, I have a digital thermostat, one from Nest, and it just starts saying it's not having any power, so certain wires. And now I got no heat in the place for 2 days. And my people who live in the house with me are not too happy.
Yes, because you are a landlord. I mean,
yeah.
We won't mention the address, of course, because, you know, all the ladies. The tsunami of women that would just flow to your house.
It's just one woman. She's called Tsunami.
Yes.
You don't want to know why, but there's a lot of liquid involved.
Yes. yeah, that's always, isn't that always the way? It's like you're trying to improve something, but you got to jump through a million hoops. That's the type of person I am. If I have, like, if I open up an instruction manual, it says insert tab A into tab B and you're done. It never works that simple for me.
Well, no, because tab A and tab A, that would make you gay for tab.
Gay for tab.
I think it's tab A and slot B.
You got two pieces of wood and you're just banging the two tabs together. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, honey, you'll never get it
done. You'll never get it. Why is that funny? Anyway, yeah. So put tab A into slot A is what I meant.
Slot B.
Or whatever. Sure.
You can go, you're fucking yourself,
either bro. Slot is fine.
You put in slot A, your slot A and tab A.
Yes.
So you're fucking yourself. So yeah, don't put it in slot A. Put it in slot B.
Yes. Okay. Put tab A. Okay. Yeah.
So with hashtag. Me tab two. So
me tab two. Oh. Classic Roman. Anyway, yeah. So I completely get it. So when you're there, you are. You're thinking, oh, we're gonna have this brand new furnace. It's gonna be running like a top. Perfect. This is great. And then, womp. You know what I mean? It never, anything I touch turns to shit.
Yeah.
It eventually turns great, but it takes a lot of effort.
It's just like you gotta scratch and claw and you finally get what you want. It's just not 100%. It's never 100%, you know? And it's just like, okay, fine. I don't mind working for something, but it's just like, after a while you're like, just stop kicking me in the balls.
Yes, really. Exactly.
Just give 5 minutes. All right.
Well, it's so, okay. Other things that's going on. I mentioned before I started this new kind of workout thing. I'm not going to get into it just yet. Exactly. I just kind of switched things up from my regular routine. Seems to be working great, but I have a problem with what I'm doing. I have to keep, I have a heart monitor. You mean, because you want to hit that target zone. I'm sure you're aware, yeah, but so for the listeners that aren't.
Right, I thought you meant like you had like those stickies and then they give you like an actual heart monitor.
A cardiogram? No.
Yeah,
no. It just,
how fucking tough is this yoga? I mean,
it's just so I can see how many beats per minute I'm going. And you have a certain target zone. But my resting is 108 over 80.
Wow. Yeah, that's like your resting pulse?
I am a very calm dude, and they want to get my heart rate up to like a buck between $1.20 and $1.40.
Well, 108 is not Kong. That's normal, like beats per minute for an average person is about 72.
Yes. But no, but they're, you know, the two numbers you get.
Yeah, right. So you're 108 over, or sorry, 80.
Over 80.
Over 80. So I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, okay. I know exactly what you're thinking.
Perfect. No, yeah, it's a great range.
Yeah, you're supposed to be below 120, and you should be around 130. Optimal is below 120, and I'm out of 108. Like just to paint a picture. So anyway, part of this routine is you're supposed to get your heart rate up, and in the morning, it's just not happening. I'm like, I can do everything over and above what I'm supposed to be doing. It's just like, no, Rob, yeah. you're cool. That's fine. We're all good. I'm like, what? Like, I need somebody to scare me. Oh, my God.
You're doing yoga with tsunami.
With tsunami.
And, okay, that's all right. That doesn't scare me. You know, I don't judge people on how they look. No, she's doing yoga above you on rice paper.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So if she falls through the rice paper, well, you might want to be afraid.
Yes, exactly. So my whole point is I've run into a problem where it's like, yeah, I got to get this heart rate up because it's anyway, but it's, you know, it again, no matter what I do, no matter how much I prep and work on it and think, and you're doing the right thing. And I set my alarm like 45 minutes earlier every morning. That means getting up at 4:15 to get this stuff out of the way for the day. So you jump through all these hoops and it's like, oh, come on. Can't my heart beat a little faster for me?
Anyway. Yeah, it's like when I show my trainer my wristwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I have my heartbeat, and it tracks your heartbeat throughout the entire day. And right. It's like, okay, well, let's see your resting heart rate. Most people, it's at 72.
Yeah,
you know, your regular beats per minute. And if you get calm, you know, some whatever, 80, 90, if you get calm, you can get it down to 70 or even just under 70.
Yeah.
He's looking at mine going, why does yours say 52? And I'm like, yeah, that's the same. So I'm very much like yourself.
Yep.
He's like, you can work really, really hard. And then you're looking at your watch going like, oh, they're like, you're not in your target zone. I'm like, you know what I have to do to get my target zone?
Yeah, exactly. Die.
That was just the building.
I know these. I hit the 50s in the same thing. Like during a rest period in the workout, I check it. I'm like, what am I doing at 55? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, anyway, so these are the trials and tribulations of middle-aged men trying to not get in shape, but
maintain. I did some. I don't know if you would call them plyometrics or if it's a type of yoga. I had to fix my furnace today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still working on it, but I had to get all the way down and get down there and rewire a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and then I had to try to stand up. So that was like a downward gravity.
Just
a downward gravity.
Downward gravity. Anyway, so there we are. There's our middle-aged rant about heart rate, and I'm sure all our young listeners,
it's the devil pulling you down.
I'm sure all our younger listeners are like, what the shit is this? Like, fucking old man podcast.
I couldn't even get up. I just fucking, you know, I was there. Trying to get up, and I was like,
but I got my good old life alert, you know, that
I knew I was going down there, so I took ice cream with me, you know, so I didn't have to get up and get me some ice cream. I was still down there.
Anyway, other than that, our fantasy is going well. When we last
fantasy football, easy fantasy football.
Yes, our fantasy is going right. oh
my.
So yeah, that's going well. Actually, we've both been able to turn things around. Where you're at 3-1, and I've turned around. Now I'm 2-2. So we're off to the races.
It all came down to that last game last night, the Monday night game.
Mm-hmm.
And the quarterback kept throwing it to his Mahomes. Kept throwing it to his tight end.
Yeah.
And my opponent had that tight end.
Yeah.
Right. And I had the receiver, and he would not throw it to the receiver,
to throw it to the other guy.
Yeah. He just kept throwing the other guy, and slowly he was ticking closer and closer and closer. And I'm like, please, time run out.
Yeah. So for those not in the know, when you're playing fantasy football, basically you pick players from all around the NFL and you make your own team, hence fantasy team. So you'll be watching a game and you'll be cheering for one team, but you'll be cheering for them to pass it or to a certain player and not the other one. So it gets it's great because you start watching games you wouldn't normally watch.
Yeah.
Like, let's say myself, I wouldn't be too thrilled to watch, you know, Oakland Raiders versus the Buccaneers. I have zero interest in the outcome. If it's the only thing on, I'll throw it on. I'm a football guy. But if I got a couple players on my fantasy team playing, oh, this is, now it's grab the popcorn and fucking let's settle in. Let's watch this game.
At one point on Sunday, I was down to, I think it was Pittsburgh versus, who were they playing?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Okay, it was Pittsburgh, and I have Adrian Brown?
Antonio.
Antonio Brown, right, yes. Sorry. I'm just Antonio. A little bit out of it. Antonio. So basically, I had John Brown from Baltimore.
Right. Oh, right. That's who they played, Baltimore.
Right. And facing Antonio Brown, you know, from Pittsburgh.
Right.
So at one point, I had nobody left on my roster that was playing because it was the late game, I believe, or yeah. It was a Sunday. Actually,
it was Sunday evening.
So Sunday 1 o'clock game. So I'm literally there going, just pass it to anybody named Brown.
Yes. As long as I hear touchdown Brown.
Yeah. The receiver on each team was called Brown. So I was like, just throw it to a fucking Brown.
Hey, that's racist. No, the last name, you stupid shit.
The last name, you horrible man.
Anyway, that's the fantasy update. And again, more old man. Whatever the fuck this is.
Whatever.
Yeah. So other than that, life again has been both really, really, really busy trying to get stuff done. So here we are. We're recording this on a Tuesday night under the wire. So
literally stopped working on my furnace so I could record
it. Yes, exactly. I'm like, are you gonna be good to go? It's like, yes. Well, we have to carve out this 45 minutes and we get it done. We'll figure it out. So
yeah, exactly.
So yeah, and actually too, we were thinking of just tweaking up the show a little bit where we want to do some different stuff. So anybody has any ideas they want to throw our way, if something they want to hear, different stuff they want us to do. You mean there's a 50% chance we probably won't. Because I know any of our listeners listening, it'll be like, yeah, Roman, I want you to put your, okay, that's it, in Rob's, No,
please, let them finish.
No. Nobody's finishing.
No, I'm saying send in your suggestions. You know, I write comedy, I do different types of stuff. So even if, like, you know how you have like a coach's corner, not for us, I mean something similar to that, where it's like a separate thing where we would do each podcast. And that you would want to hear about.
Yeah, of course. Right? And also, too, we were thinking about, I know you have, the WhatsApp?
I do have WhatsApp.
And there's message boards on that. You can set up different message things. And there's also Discord app that you can get that does that certain thing. I was thinking of maybe we'll put together like a podcast room, like a Roman podcast room. So actually, if people are interested hanging out with us during the week, we're both busy working guys, but if we have a message board where our listeners and like-minded people can hang out, that'd be awesome. So maybe we'll throw something like that together. But anyway, we got a bunch of new stuff coming. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's looking forward to it.
But make your voice heard. If there's something you want us to talk about, like, we won't get into a 10-minute discussion about cats.
Yes.
You know, because I as much as everybody thinks they know a cat, you know, different
things. They love the musical.
Calico Siamese, done. Okay.
So is there anything you want to hear? And also, too, if there's anybody you want to hear on the show. Now, if it's somebody you know and it's a fellow podcaster or somebody you think, oh, this person's really funny or this person's really great, you should be on there, you should get on there, make sure you tell them this is not an interview show. This is not 60 minutes where we're going to sit down with them for a while.
Yeah, but we will promote whatever they're doing.
Of course. But yeah, it's more participating in the show with /promotion/ and anyway, we got a bunch of good stuff coming up, so there's a bunch of characters
you guys want to hear, like if there's like any types of skits or characters that you would like to hear on the show, so let us know. We're just looking to see what our listenership is kind of like saying, like, I wish they would do this on the show because it'd be perfect for it. Well, let us know.
Yeah, you sure.
Know? No,
so you're saying you're not in character, you're a real person right now. This is
a real person not wearing any pants.
Yeah, I know that all too well. So look forward to our video Skype calls. Anyway, you know what we should do? We should hop into the headlines before we bore everybody to death with our ramblings.
Right. Now, you may have seen this story. It actually made quite the rounds. But if I did talk about this story, I'm not sure. If I did, then you let me know.
Okay.
Seal smacks kayaker in the face with an octopus.
No, I did not hear that. I think I would remember that.
Okay, it's great. It's in New Zealand, and you got these kayakers. They're all recording themselves, I guess, on their GoPros and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're all bros, right?
They're bros,
dude. They're giving the Hawaiian.
Oh, they're just having a bro down. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to row down, but they're just yelling and screaming and making a lot of noise when they get in the water. And I guess, what did I say? They were they're kayakers. There we go.
Yeah.
So anyways, the video shows them getting in the water, screaming and hollering. And then all of a sudden, a seal pops out of the water.
Right.
Right. And for a split second, this dude was going to go, hey, cool, dude, a seal. But before he could do that, I guess the seal was annoyed by them, because if you've never been on the water, they tell you to shut up when you're fishing, because sound carries through water.
Yes, really, of course, well. It does.
So you'll scare the fish away if you don't shut up.
Yeah.
Well, these guys are like, yeah, bro, yeah, bro, screaming. The seal comes up out of the water with an octopus in his mouth and hurls it with his mouth right at the face of the kayaker.
Nice.
Yeah. Schmuck. He's like, whoa, dude, what was that? Oh, I got an octopus stuck on my boat, man. He's like, whoa, and they're all freaking out. And then they're like, that was wild, dude. And it's like, dude, the seal just told you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
all right?
Just like, he's like literally throwing his food at you. He's like, I can't eat with you guys bro-ing down. You mean, I have no idea what's going to happen here. You know, like, just please fuck off. Do I come to your house and fucking, yay, man, right on, dude, and high five? No. No, honey, I don't.
Honey, get the octopus. Get the
calamari. Aren't you going to eat it? No. We'll
calamari rings. You're just throwing it at.
Yeah. No. We'll have the leftover broccoli and rice. Give me that fucking octopus.
But so even the seals can't stand the fucking bros.
Yeah. Well, see, I guess they're more like, I know what you're saying. It's a typical. It's like a dude, right? Sure, we're dudes, I per se, but I know what you're thinking. It's like it's the guy with the flip flops and the California surfer with the tribal tattoo, and it's a white dude, and you mean he's got
and the
beads,
puka shell network necklace?
Yeah, yes, exactly, and the beads, and they work at the cell phone kiosk in the mall.
It's all that, but it was in New Zealand, which is
okay, California. Yeah, just on the other, just another hemisphere. That's
yeah. All. So the seal was just like, shut the fuck up. It's like he's like the angry neighbor.
Yeah. Well,
hey there, neighbor.
Well, good for the seal, because, you know.
Oh, damn right. It was the best thing I saw. I was like, I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, sir, is you right? Shut the fuck up.
Right. Yeah.
If I was in the water, honestly, I would have said the same thing.
Of course.
You know?
And ironically, you'd be probably eating calamari, which is weird.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't really.
What are the odds?
I don't partake in the calamari.
You don't partake? Too rubbery?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's just it. It's just, to me, it's not flavor.
Looks like cock rings. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Well, good for the seal, and hopefully they don't bro down.
That's right. Speaking of broing down,
okay.
These fucking geniuses. So you know, weed is legal in a couple states in the U.S. 2-3 states, right?
And in a couple weeks here in Canada.
Yeah, exactly. And but Colorado is one of them, right?
Of course, yeah.
Right, so Colorado thieves break into pot dispensary.
Oh, fuck's sake. Okay.
All right, so you know that they have all this display stuff everywhere, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, these two fucking geniuses are like, dude, they leave the shit out displayed, man. What's fucking we're going to make? It's like, remember that story I told you about breaking in to a bank and they were going to steal like these gold bars or whatever? Or
yeah, yeah.
It was a mechanic shop that had like a gold bar on display.
Yeah.
And it wasn't real gold?
No. Well,
Colorado threes break into pot dispensary, but only get oregano.
Nice.
So these two geniuses break into the place, figuring that they're going to steal all the display. It's all marijuana. That's it. They don't even realize it. They steal it. They take off.
Yeah.
Well, all the actual product was actually locked up in the back.
Of course. Yeah.
They couldn't get to it even if they wanted to.
And okay, as far as just a quick pause, as far as I know, like we don't have our dispensaries open yet. And again, I haven't partaken it. I'm not that there's anything wrong with it, but you know, I'm not my thing at the moment.
I honestly don't know. It doesn't affect me. It's one of those things that I never got into. So I
cool.
You know.
Yeah. But either way, but as far as I know, the dispensaries, they almost act like as if you're walking into it, like it's a secure thing. They see you at the door, you buzz in, they buzz
yeah,
you in.
Like a jewelry store.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they buzz you in, and it's almost like, okay, it's like getting cash at like a very secure bank almost. You know what I mean? Tell them what you want. They can walk around, they can browse the shop is what you're talking about, because they got all the bongs and shit on display, except the actual product is tucked away. Yeah. Right. So yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I totally see this happening. But
it's like, dude, let's break into McDonald's and steal that giant hamburger, man. I'm fucking hungry.
It's like, yeah, no, that's not a real hamburger,
dude. That's actually just plastic. Mm. No. I can clearly see a giant hamburger.
That grimace fucker is all in it.
Yeah. You won't be smiling after he eats fucking hamburger, dude. It's just fucking plastic. No. You'll see.
Yeah. So okay. Well, I hope they enjoyed their oregano.
Yeah.
I saw a similar meme, but a similar, like, a drug story. There is a dude, he texts his buddy. He's like, hey man, where are you? I hope you didn't stand me up. I'm waiting here over an hour. And then a cop texts him back saying, yeah, your dealer got busted for methamphetamines. Maybe would you like a donut? And you see a picture of the cop holding a donut. He goes, they're much better for you. So anyway, oh drugs. Awesome. Well, good for these losers, you mean. And either way, stealing is stealing. Don't fucking,
you know what I honestly think that these morons probably smoked the shit and went, man, this stuff is whack, it's not that good.
Yeah.
And like somebody like walked in, because I doubt these guys watch the news, but even if they did watch the news, like, they're probably looking for it on the news.
Sure. And you know what? Morons
came in and stole some oregano, and they just look at each other. Must be two other dudes, right? Yeah. It's two other dudes.
Yeah. And there's probably the one guy going, oh man, I'm so fucked up. Yeah, and they're not. Exactly. This is what I, you know, back in the day when people were partaking, they'd be like, oh wow, man, I think somebody laced my weed with blow. Like, yeah, that's exactly what dealers do. They take your shitty $15 weed and dump $90 worth of fucking cocaine on it just to fuck you up. No, they don't do that. You're probably smoking fucking some other chemical that's on there, you fucking idiot.
See, kids, for those of you who don't know, we call that a snowfall.
Right? Or a Cocoa Puff, whatever. But as we hear, you mean.
I'm just saying, like, because it's like the pot is like a forest, and like the cocaine is like snow, so yes. We call it a snowfall.
Yes, but
right?
No dealer on planet Earth, anyway, would ever intentionally do that and not charge more or tell you or whatever. Like, it's unless you're going to him every day and it's your birthday.
Man, I got that guy. Why? What'd you do? I mean, at least this pile of cocaine. Are you a fucking idiot?
Yeah. So how much you sell for? Oh, $15. Wait, what?
Yeah, but it's worth it, dude. Watch. It's going to be funny.
Yeah, but he left. We're not even going to see it.
Sorry. I have a massive drug dealing, cartel behind me.
Yes.
I'm looking for that money. So
yeah, exactly. You might want to slow down on giving away the cocaine. That's not wise business practices or a healthy lifestyle choice. Anyway, okay, so good for these guys. They're idiots. You know, just fucking take, you shouldn't steal anyway. I don't give a shit how you justify, they're drug dealers. I'm just gonna, no, fuck it. It's a legitimate business. Fuck off. Anyway, good for them.
There you go. They just figure that it's, you know what though, the type of personality that steals the stuff, when you arrest them, you know, even if they killed somebody in the process, they'd say, well, it was their fault for leaving it open for someone to steal.
Yeah,
no,
of course.
No, it's your fault for stealing. No, it's their fault because they left it available for somebody to steal, and then I went in and got it. So really, it's their fault. Like, right. You can't get through to these morons. So enjoy your fucking oregano.
There you go. Going,
man, I'm in the mood for pizza. It's weird.
It's weird. Well, it must be working. You're getting the munchies. All right. You got another headline for us?
Virginia man accused of rubbing produce on his buttocks and putting it back on the shelf.
Who hasn't? Wow, is this a headline?
Is this a head of lettuce? Now it's a butt of lettuce.
It's a butt of lettuce. Well, it gives a whole new meaning. You know when somebody texts you the eggplant emoji?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Go on, read the rest of it.
It really puts the gross in grocery. A Virginia man is facing charges after he allegedly grabbed the produce at a Mansa store. I guess it's either the store or the location.
Okay.
Pulled down his pants and rubbed the food item on his bare buttocks.
Yes.
The subject then allegedly put the tainted product back on the shelves, according to the press. Dude was arrested Saturday at the Giant food store after an employee called 911 about destruction of property.
Oh, it's not destroying it. A little a little more flavorful, probably. But
no, it's more than just salty. It's dead.
Yeah.
The employee told officers that he was allegedly seen. The guy was allegedly seen picking up the produce and putting it down his pants, putting the produce on his buttocks and replacing the produce on the shelf. So he was charged with destruction of property.
Of course.
Employees had to destroy pallets of food, of course.
Yes.
Anything that he put his butt on.
Of course, yeah. Or just put the reduce sticker. Enjoy tonight. You know those stickers you see.
It's like that story that I told a few weeks ago where the fish was going bad and they put googly eyes on them.
Yeah.
He says, oh my God, he touched his butt on all this food. Yeah. Do we have any googly eyes?
Or just write organic on it. Fuck. Like, oh, you can really, really smell the fertilizer. Yes, just, you can. Yeah, yeah.
And they said that they don't know what type of fruit that it was that he had done it to, but they mentioned it was fruit.
Oh.
So he was later released on his own recognizance. Well, he doesn't have any good recognizance.
Well, no. Like, what the?
He's not cognitive of anything.
Well, he just cognitive of putting fruit in his ass, but you know what I mean? It's not so, you know, again, we're not judging here on the Roman Podcast. If we say this almost every week, whatever you got to do on the weekend to get you in a good headspace for work Monday morning, and if you're with somebody, as long as that person is of consenting age and is also giving consent to do whatever you're doing, we don't give a shit. You gotta sprinkle cocaine on some fucking weed. We don't care. You gotta go to church. You gotta drink. You gotta go bowling. You gotta do whatever you gotta do. We don't give a shit. So shove fruit up your ass, but please pay for it and take it home. You know, like we're not here to discourage
you're gonna shove food up your ass. Shove it up your ass at home like a normal person.
Yeah, exactly. Like not like some freak right in the middle of the store. Jesus Christ. That's what we should have. We should start polling our listeners. Where do you shove your fruit in your ass? Just ask it like, okay, let's skip over the awkwardness of asking, hey, do you shove fruit in your ass? No, yeah, no. Let's just
take it for granted that our audience shoves fruit up their ass.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the stats would just be a lot more, you know, because if you, it's kind of say just, like, so when did you stop beating your wife? Right, the same thing.
Exactly. Like fuck. Like we just got to cut to the chase. We're all grown ups here. We've all experimented with produce. Some of us, it's been baby carrots.
I've never fucked a watermelon or a pumpkin, but I've heard.
You've heard, yes. Yeah.
Not heard of people. I actually heard somebody fucking a watermelon. So,
of course, there's. But that's what I mean. Some of us are baby carrot guys. Some of us are eggplant. It's whatever. We don't judge. But buy it and take it home. Come on, really. Support your farmers. Fuck up there.
Yeah, express lane is for something else, fucker.
Exactly. See, and if you're buying ass-tainted fruit, this is the one time I'm sure people will be overlooked the fact that you're using the self-cashier. Everybody's up in arms about, don't use the cashierless checkouts because...
Ma'am, I have an error on the self-checkout. Can you come assist me? Nope.
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 No, you deal. That
try
banana's
rubbing it on your ass, fucker. Oh, okay.
The barcode is still partly covered by your left buttock. So you're gonna have to actually remove said barcode. Hey, you know what? Just keep it in there. Just peel the sticker off and scan that instead. We'll just call it fucking whatever. Just leave. Anyway, wow. Took a turn. So if you want to hear any more of this weird and wacky stuff on the Roman Podcast, just let us know. Like, obviously, there's not much that's off limits. So anyway, did you have any other headlines this week, or is that we're going to finish on fruit in the ass?
Well, I think fruit in the ass. I think that's pretty good for now.
And, I think so. I think that's enough. That's enough for our listeners to digest.
Especially for this for this show, that's a highlight.
That's a highlight.
We're finishing on a high note.
We're finishing with fruit in the ass. How else do you finish?
Well, that's the, I don't have that. I don't finish at all.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Let me take care of a little bit of housekeeping. You can follow Roman Podcast on Twitter. We are at Roman Podcast on Twitter. And also, we are the same Roman Podcast on Instagram. You can follow myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. You can see Roman on everything. He is Roman Citizens, and that's on Twitter, Snapchat, Grindr, Tinder, Fruit in the Ass,
Blender, Shake, Margarita, Blender. There's all kinds,
all sorts of stuff. Christian dating.
There's a bunch of tranny websites, I think, too. I don't know.
Sure. I'm
open-minded. Whatever.
He's just down the clown. So. you could catch Roman. He's Roman Citizens everywhere.
Yes, that might be changing. I'm gonna decide whether I change that, but for now, it's been like that for years. But I may change.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, we'll let them know if you do. And then there'll be a tsunami of people rushing over to your new Twitter, Instagram.
Just don't tell Tsunami about this, man.
Don't.
She gets so jealous.
So jealous. She's looking at your hand of bananas. You motherfuckers. Yeah. Stay out of my Roman. All right. Also, too, do not forget RomanPodcast.com or .ca. You can check out the networks we're on. That's the Tangible Network and the EMC Podcast Network. And we're also endorsed by the Mostly 14 gentlemen. Our good friend Rob Wade, our UK correspondent, runs that. And go check out Emotionally14.com. And that's 14, the numeric 14, not the spell it out kind. So Emotionally14.com. Check that out. It's all a bunch of good stuff. And we are one of the shows that they like. And again, we are very like-minded people. There was that one week we were both talking about dolphin rape, and it was completely coincidental. Like, it was just, it's just one of those. I bet you're going to hear the Crazy Train podcast, one of their shows, and they'll be talking about fruit in the ass.
Fruit in the, or the octopus seal.
Or fruit and calamari. Maybe putting calamari in your ass. You don't know. We don't.
Seafood devil's threesome, you know.
Yeah, exactly. other than that, okay, oh yes, of course, our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you want to send Roman, in alongside all those awesome apps that he's part of and social medias, you can also email him directly, romanpodcast@gmail.com, and you can send him your tasty nudes. But if you need tasteful nudes, you can send them to me, the married guy, same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. And do not forget one last thing, our review reach around. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. We call it the review reach around.
Yep. That is a 5-star oregano for everybody reach around.
There you go. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangible Network? That's right. Go check out tangiblenetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiblenetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.